The cutesy title is Oedipus Rex Backwards. You know, as that in that story, the son kills the father to get the mother. In the case of Saul, he's forever attempting to kill David to gain the power or retain the power that he feels slipping away. I began this because I was aware that in most of my life I've had some image from literature or scripture, and it really becomes something that I sort of unconsciously talk to myself about. For a long time, it was the prodigal son was the image that I lived with. And Alyosha or Billy Budd, all the Christ-like symbols. And then at one point in my life, I'm a recovering alcoholic. I was actively drinking at that time. I said, I'm tired of this. And I said, I think I need a better image. And I said, I think David is a better image. And that is what led me to reflecting around David. And so as I prepared for this, I decided I would look at that and see what I think about that. And so I invite you to look at David as an image and to look at your own selves. And what is the image that you're living by? Because I think we do that. I'll attempt to do three or four things. I'll just scan the family maps that I've done. We'll do the readings. We'll act out one or two of the readings. And then you'll have time in groups of three to talk about some of the key questions that I hope this will raise for you. I put the Jewish flag up there to tell us that we are Judeo-Christians. David is mentioned all through New Testament, from the stem of Jesse. And so here I have David's family of origin. He was the youngest of eight. He married into Saul's family. I couldn't find the name of lots of wives, but I just assumed there were many. He was promised Merab, the first daughter, and David was, and Saul tricked him, but Michal loved him and became his wife. Jonathan, the ones in color will pop up during the days that we do Bible study. And then this is David's harem, listing many of the women, and the etcetera is something like, at one point they refer to his saving his 10 concubines. Bathsheba is an important lady as the mother of Solomon, and Absalom is an important figure as his son. So I've asked some people to read their Bibles on either side if you want to follow. The first reading is one of the appearances of David. And I gave that to someone, and would you read? That's from 1 Samuel 16, 14 through 23. Who has that one? Wonderful. Gwen.
Now the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord tormented him. And Saul's servants said to him, Behold now, an evil spirit from God is tormenting you. Let our Lord now command your servants who are before you to seek out a man who is skillful in playing the lyre. And when the evil spirit from God is upon you, he will play it, and you will be well. So Saul said to his servants, provide me for me a man who can play well, and bring him to me. One of the young men answered, behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, who is skillful in playing, a man of valor, a man of war, prudent in speech, and a man of good presence, and the Lord is with him. Therefore Saul sent messengers to Jesse and said, send me David your son, who is with the sheep. And Jesse took an ass laden with bread, and a skin of wine, and a kid, and sent them by David his son to Saul. And David came to Saul and entered his service. And Saul loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. And Saul sent to Jesse, saying, let David remain in my service, for he has found favor in my sight. And whenever the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, David took out the lyre and played it with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him.
Good. And I gave someone the reading 17, 4 through 11. All these are in 1 Samuel except the very last one, which is in 2 Samuel.
You write that right now?
Yes, would you read that?
And there came out from the camp of the Philistines a champion named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. He had a helmet of bronze on his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat of 5,000 shekels of bronze. And he had greaves of bronze upon his legs, and a javelin bronze slung between his shoulders. And the shaft of the spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spearhead weighed 600 shekels of iron. And his shield bearer went before him. He stood and shouted at the ranks of Israel, Why have you come out to draw up for battle? Am I not a Philistine? And are you not servants of Saul? Choose a man of yourselves and let him come down to me. If he's able to fight with me and kill me, then we shall be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants and serve us. And the Philistine said, I defy the ranks of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. When Saul and all of Israel heard these words of the Philistines, they were dismayed and gravely afraid.
All right, then I gave someone the next reading, which was 17, verses 12, and 14 through 15, and then 17, 31 through 51. And this is the story of David and Goliath.
Now David was the son of an Ephrathite of Bethlehem in Judah, named Jesse, who had 8 sons. In the days of Saul, the man was already old and advanced in years. David was the youngest. The 3 eldest followed Saul, but David went back and forth from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. When the words which David spoke were heard, they repeated them before Saul, and he sent for him. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, you are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are but a youth, and he has been a man of war from his youth. But David said to Saul, your servant used to keep sheep for his father, and when there came a lion or a bear and took a lamb from the flock, I went after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And if he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and killed him. Your servant has killed both lions and bears, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be like one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God. And David said, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, go, and the Lord be with you. Then Saul clothed David with his armor. He put a helmet of bronze on his head, and he clothed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword over his armor, and he tried in vain to go, for he was not used to them. Then David said to Saul, I cannot go with these, for I am not used to them. And David took them off. And he took his staff in his hand and chose 5 smooth stones from the brook and put them in his shepherd's bag or wallet. His sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near to David with his shield-bearer in front of him. And when the Philistine looked and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth, ruddy and comely in appearance. And the Philistine said to David, "Am I a dog that you come out to me with sticks?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. The Philistine said to David, "Come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and to the beasts of the field." Then David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut off your head, and I will give the dead bodies of the host of the Philistines this day to the birds of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that all the assembly may know that the Lord saves not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hand." When the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand into his bag, and he took out a stone and slung it and struck the Philistine on his forehead. The stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell on his face to the ground. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone and struck the Philistine and killed him. There was no sword in the hand of David. Then David ran over and stood over the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of its sheath and killed him and cut off his head with it. When the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled.
All right, and then someone had 19 verses 9 and 10.
Then an evil spirit from the Lord came upon Saul as he sat in his house with his spear in his hand, and David was playing the lyre. And Saul sought to pin David to the wall with the spear, but he eluded Saul, so that he struck the spear into the wall, and David fled and escaped.
And then someone had chapter 26, 7 through 12, and 21 through 25.
So David and Abishai came to the people by night, and behold, Saul lay sleeping within the trench, and his spear stuck in the ground at his bolster. But Abner and the people lay round about him. Then said Abishai to David, "God hath delivered thy enemy into thy hand this day. Now therefore, let me smite him, I pray thee, with the spear, even to the earth at once, and I will not smite him the second time." And David said to Abishai, "Destroy him not, for who can stretch forth his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless?" David said, "Furthermore, as the Lord liveth, the Lord shall smite him, or his day shall come to die, and he shall be sent into battle and perish. The Lord forbid that I should stretch forth my hand against the Lord's anointed, but I pray thee, take thou now the spear that is at his bolster and the cruse of water, and let us go." So David took the spear and the cruse of water from Saul's bolster, and they gat them away, and no man saw it, nor knew it, neither awaked, for they were all asleep, because a deep sleep from the Lord was fallen upon them. Then said Saul, "I have sinned, return, my son David, for I will no more do thee harm, because my soul was precious in thine eyes this day. Behold, I have played the fool, and have erred exceedingly." And David answered and said, "Behold the king's spear, and let one of the young men come over and fetch it. The Lord render to every man his righteousness and his faithfulness, for the Lord delivered thee into mine hand today. But I would not stretch forth mine hand against the Lord's anointed. And behold, as thy life was much set by this day in mine eyes, so let my life be much set by in the eyes of the Lord, and let him deliver me out of all tribulation." Then Saul said to David, "Blessed be thou, my son David. Thou shalt both do great things, and also shalt still prevail." So David went on his way, and Saul returned to his place.
All right. And then someone had chapter 31, verses 4 through 6.
Then Saul said to his armor bearer, draw your sword and thrust me through it, lest the uncircumcised come and thrust me through and make sport of me. But his armor bearer would not, for he feared greatly. Therefore Saul took his own sword and fell upon it. And when his armor bearer saw that Saul was dead, he also fell upon his sword and died with him. Thus Saul died, and his three sons, and his armor bearer, and all his men, one the same day together.
And then the from 2 Samuel, chapter 1, verse 23.
Saul and Jonathan, beloved and lovely, in life and in death, they were not divided. They were swifter than eagles, they were stronger than lions.
That's the lament of David over Saul and Jonathan. Well, my consultant says I ought to do one scene, but I'm going to do three. I need a volunteer who would be Saul. It could be male or female.
I'll help you, I'm sure.
Would you do that?
Why don't you, Saul, step up here. You're brooding. My hand. Be careful with the wire. You feel comfortable there?
I'll get up here.
Right? There we go.
You can sit and brood.
I'm brooding. All right.
Uh-huh. There. You can sit and brood, or you can pace. And then I need David, if he would. A cautious, brooding Saul. I need David. Good. Come be David. And I don't have a lyre or a flute, so if you'd just sit and play.
Sit here?
Mm-hmm. For Saul, our brooding. And whoever had that first reading, would you read that again? 16, verses 14 through 23. Who had that?
I had.
Would you read it again, please? And this, you can pace Saul, or however. Saul was an even man, the son of a farmer. He met and had a religious experience, and he became like a man of fire. And then he was blessed by Samuel, and then he began to develop this kind of depression, which would come on him, and he invited this young man, David, handsome, who played on the lyre, and this is one of the stories of who David is, and lo and behold, it became soothing and frightening, because he became the heir for power.
Now the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and the evil spirit from the Lord tormented him. And Saul's servants said to him, behold now, an evil spirit from God is tormenting you. Let our Lord now command your servants who are before you to seek out a man who is skillful in playing the lyre. And when the evil spirit from God is upon you, he will play it, and you will be well. So Saul said to his servants, provide me for me a man who can play well, and bring him to me. One of the young men answered, behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, who is skillful in playing a man of valor, a man of war, prudent in speech, and a man of good presence, and the Lord is with him. Therefore Saul sent messengers to Jesse and said, send me David, your son, who is with the sheep. And when Jesse took an ass laden with bread and a skin of wine and a kid, and sent him by David his son to Saul. And David came to Saul and entered his service. And Saul loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. And Saul sent to Jesse, saying, let David remain in my service, for he has found favor in my sight. And whenever the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, David took the lyre and played it with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him.
Okay. Now let's shift scenes. And if you'll stay as Saul, David, if you'll come over here, and if you will read, the third reading was 17, mm-hmm. 12, 14, and 15. Let's do that first part. This is where you come, David, if you will, comes and tells of his heroic deeds and why he's suitable. And we'll read the first part and then go right into the second part also. All right?
Okay, do the introduction and then go into 31.
Yes.
31 is where the story starts. Okay. Now David was the son of an Ephrathite of Bethlehem in Judah named Jesse, who had 8 sons. In the days of Saul, a man was already old and advanced in years. David was the youngest. The 3 eldest followed Saul, but David went back and forth from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. When the words which David spoke were heard, they repeated them before Saul, and he sent them. And David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "You are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are but a youth, and he has been a man of war from his youth." But David said to Saul, "Your servant used to keep sheep for his father, and when there came a lion or a bear and took a lamb from the flock, I went after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And if he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and killed him. Your servant has killed both lions and bears, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be like one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God." And David said, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." Then Saul clothed David with his armor and put a helmet of bronze on his head and clothed him with a coat of mail.
I think I'm going to cut.
Good.
At that point. All right. I'm looking at time, and we know the story of Goliath. First, Saul gives David the heavy armor, and then David puts it aside and takes on Goliath with the 5 smooth stones and zaps him. Then I want to switch to the scene. And Saul, I will take you from your throne and ask you to sleep.
Oh, yes.
Right. And you had the reading. What's the name of the other guy with David when they come to steal? You had that. Huh?
Abishai.
I need Abishai.
What chapter is it?
Yeah, your reader is going to come up there.
Hey, pardon?
Do you want me to read or come up there?
No, well, you could. I want you to read. It's 26, 7 through 12, and 21 through 25. And the story is, see, David is wise, and he has stolen into the camp. At this point, they're at enmity, and Saul was increasingly jealous of his power, and David. And they steal in. This is a spear that will not stand. Mm-hmm. And I need, is it Abathar?
Abishai,
yes. I need Abishai. Great. Okay. And you two can start over here and steal in the camp. As you read.
So David and Abishai came to the people by night, and behold, Saul lay sleeping within the trench, and his spear stuck in the ground at his bolster. But Abner and the people lay round about him. Then said Abishai to David, "God hath delivered thine enemy into thine hand this day. Now therefore let me smite him, I pray thee, with the spear even to the earth at once, and I will not smite him the second time."
Yes, you're right, do it.
Oh.
I mean, threaten to do it.
And David said to Abishai, destroy him not, for who can stretch forth his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless? So David said furthermore, as the Lord liveth, the Lord shall smite him, or his day shall come to die, or he shall descend into battle and perish. The Lord forbid that I should stretch forth my hand against the Lord's anointed. But I pray thee, take thou now the spear that is at his bolster, and the cruse of water, and let us go. So David took the spear and the cruse of water from Saul's bolster, and they gat them away, and no man saw it, nor knew it, either awake. For they were all asleep, because a deep sleep from the Lord was fallen upon them.
And then later this part comes, when they're across the way in the morning, and David shouts and tells him, you guys didn't do very well. You ought to be killed. You don't protect your Lord. And then Saul overhears them and says,
then said Saul, I have sinned. Return, my son David, for I will no more do thee harm, because my soul was precious in thine eyes this day. Behold, I have played the fool, and have erred exceedingly. And David answered and said, behold.
And wait just a minute. And so he tries to bring him back. And David wisely, then this verse.
And David answered and said, behold, the king's spear, and let one of the young men come over and fetch it. The Lord render to every man his righteousness and his faithfulness. For the Lord delivered thee into mine hand today, but I would not stretch forth mine hand against the Lord's anointed. And behold, as thy life was much set by this day in mine eyes, so let my life be much set in the eyes of the Lord, and let him deliver me out of all tribulation. Then Saul said to David, blessed be thou, my son David. Thou shalt both do great things, and also shalt still prevail. So David went on his way, and Saul returned to his place.
That evokes some thoughts and something to share, and that you've begun to think about, you know, what is the image, the picture, the hero, heroine, that you live with and walk with, that you may need to lift up and make it clear. So, thank you. See you tomorrow. And I think tomorrow is Jonathan and David.
Thank you.
And all the actors.